Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Steele. And today we have some repeat offenders with us. This is getting to be a little bit of a habit. We might all have to go and see somebody about this eventually. But I would like to welcome back for their second time. So welcome back our marketing coordinator, Emma Mailman.
Hello. Thank you.
And our last time I had you on, when we spoke, Henry, we called you our tips extraordinaire. This time we're going to call you our Lean Six Sigma extraordinaire. So without further ado, our extraordinaire in the tips Lean Six Sigma, and I'm sure there's plenty of other things as well, Henry, project manager from MassMEP, Mr. Henry Hall.
Great to be here.
Before we dig into our Lean Six Sigma, which is the message that we're here for today. Usually when we have guests on, I didn't have the opportunity to do this with you guys last time. I always ask a question, and I like to ask a question. I like to shake it up a little bit. It's kind of like an icebreaker. So did you ever think, either one of you, in getting into your careers, you would be doing something as crazy as being on a podcast? Henry, let's start with you.
Well, when I started my career, there was no such thing as a podcast. let's just be honest.
Radio, right? Though, right? There was a radio.
Yeah. There was radio. Black and white TV, you know.
Yeah.
So no, I never thought I'd be on. Never thought I'd be on radio or TV, podcast, or just jumping up and down in the street.
But here you are.
Yeah, for me, I never really thought of, but I'm excited I have the opportunity because I've been listening to podcasts for a couple of years now. So the fact I'm on one's pretty intriguing.
I am thankful though that both of you are here, and Emma, I'm glad that you are appreciative of being a part of this because it is kind of our new gig that we're into. And Henry, we're glad that you're here to help us kick it off too. So whether you knew it was a dream or not, you're in it. So here we are. Right. Yeah. So we are here today because we're talking to everybody in our audience about our Lean Six Sigma info session that's coming up. So Emma, what exactly do we have going on with that?
Yep. So the information session's on Tuesday, May 18th. It's an hour long. It's going to run from 1 to 2 p.m. And it's really easy to register. If you guys just go to massmep.org on the top bar and click into the workshops tab, it'll display a calendar. And on the 18th, if you can click into the Lean Sigma or Lean Six Sigma event, there's a registration button right in there for you.
Super. So we make it really super easy for people to get registered. But then, Henry, from your expertise side, what exactly is Six Sigma? Because so we're, you know, Emma and I aren't from this realm. We worked in manufacturing, did a little bit, but we're kind of new to this. So if we were your audience, what would you tell us about Lean Six Sigma?
Well, Lean Six Sigma is kind of a coming together of two philosophies in manufacturing, one being lean manufacturing and the second being the Six Sigma problem solving process. Combined, what you're looking to do is in any value stream or in any process, you've got value added activities and non-value added activities. And the lean approach is to eliminate waste, which is the non-value added activities, while the Six Sigma approach is to look at your value added activities or your process, basically to reduce variation. And that variation then translates into more consistent product, more consistent processes, and lower costs and happier customers. Plain and simple.
All right, so it seems pretty simple. And is Lean, so this Lean Six Sigma application, pretty any manufacturer can use this as a process, correct?
Sure, anyone.
So there's no kind of drawbacks from this at all, that this is really something that can be beneficial to their end result?
Anytime you have longer lead times, quality, you know, processes that, that aren't fully capable of satisfying your customers' needs, lead time issues, on-time delivery issues, anything, any problem in your process, adopting Lean and Six Sigma methodologies can certainly be a significant benefit, if not a critical benefit.
Is there processes in how this works? Is it just like you just go in and you can get trained in Lean Six Sigma, or are there steps?
Depends on how you want to attack it. There's different belts or levels of competence, as we say, going from white belt, yellow belt, green belt, black belt, master black belt. And in terms of Six Sigma, each level gets more and more in depth to where when you get into the green belt, black belt, you're getting into pretty higher order statistical analysis, statistical methods. So at that level, you generally need to have a reasonably good understanding of statistics. From the Lean side, Lean is what we would call low tech, high touch, where it's, in my mind, just common sense. So this is kind of a melding of the two to generally improve and eliminate waste, be it process variation or any of the other eight, you know, significant critical deadly sins of manufacturing.
Emma, did you know you're going to be talking about different color belts today?
I know. I'm actually happy that you said that, because even, you know, I know a small amount on Lean Six Sigma. I've only heard like brief explanations, but I've never gone through a session of it. So that's what I heard when I heard black belt. My first thought's like karate. So I'm like, how the heck does this apply to manufacturing? So just knowing the different steps and the different tiers, I think is beneficial, because, you know, sometimes the terms are a gray area for people who aren't familiar with the content.
The Six Sigma process follows what's called the DMAIC roadmap. I know, Emma, you know that the DMAIC roadmap stands for Define, Measure, Analyze, Improve, and Control. But at every belt, you get further and further, more sophisticated tools to get you through the next step.
All right. So, Henry, when we do this 1 hour info session, what are going to be some of the key takeaways that people will get on their investment of time? Because there is no cost for this event. It is a public event that we're doing, but there is an investment of an hour of their time. So what will be the key takeaways they'll gain from this?
Well, hopefully they'll get more than they paid for.
Just so everybody knows, we may have watched a comedian for about 5 minutes before we started this podcast today. And the reason for that is because we like to put ourselves into a pretty relaxed state before we jump on this podcast. So Henry's got his comedic stand-up performance face on right now, just so everybody knows.
All right. So in essence, what you're going to hear is the basic roadmaps of Lean, the basic understanding of what the DMAIC roadmap is, and really how it can help your process, be it a manufacturing process or really any process, how to go through the steps and what the steps are to reduce variation and generally focus in on satisfying your customer, mainly your external, but also your internal customer as well.
Yeah.
It's really driven at understanding and identifying the value that your customer needs and translating that into your operation to make sure that those needs are met.
How long have you been doing this, Henry, with Lean Six?
That's a loaded question. over 20 years.
Okay. Wow. So you've seen this. I mean, obviously, you know, our audience is manufacturers, and that's who we want to, you know, use this application. But you've seen it across the board in pretty much any type of industry.
Yeah, but, you know, manufacturing, okay, you got a manufacturing floor, but there's office operations and things like that that it's applicable to. Mm-hmm. So it you know, from when the customer orders come in to when the final product is shipped, Lean Six Sigma methodologies can be applied to reduce waste, increase uptime, throughput, et cetera.
Okay. All right. So we'll do a 1-hour webinar, and it's going to be May 18th from 1 to 2 is going to be this info session. And then Henry is going to be doing an actual white belt certification in August. So it's August 24th and the 26th. They have to attend both sessions, right, Henry?
Yeah, there's no point in knowing only three of the Six Sigmas.
Exactly, right. Good point. Valid point. Gotta get all six of them in the 8 hours of the training. Yeah. Yep. All right, so it is an 8-hour training. We do run it at, it is a $99 cost. Turn on that $99 plus the 8 hours of your time will be a little bit more exponential than that. So that's definitely what we have. And we'll have that registration up soon, right, Emma?
Yeah, it'll be available by next week.
Cool. So it'll be up on our website at massmap.org.
Yeah.
Henry, is there any Six Sigma stuff that we could have maybe used for this podcast today? Maybe for next time that we need to use for the podcast? Or do you think there was absolutely no waste whatsoever in this podcast today?
Well, I'm not even going to go there.
That means there is, and we should probably get that implemented next time, Em.
Noted.
Yep. He's going to be like, all right, here's my notes on what you guys need to do for the next one. So, yeah. So last time you were on, Henry, I asked if you had a good joke, and then you're like, nah, I don't have one. Did you happen to prepare one for today for everybody?
Not that I can do in public.
He does this kind of on purpose. Because he doesn't want everybody to really know how funny he can be. So he likes to do this. One of these times, though, Henry, we're going to break it out of you.
They'll have to register. That way they can get to hear him in the info session.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
That'll be more off the cuff.
Yeah. Those are the best ones, though. Those are the funniest ones. So, yeah. So is there any other takeaways or important points that you want to give anybody else before we head out for the day, Henry?
No, if you need your lead time reduced, process variation reduced, quality improved, this would be a real good first step.
And then Emma, you said they can register for the info session right now, correct?
Correct.
Yep. All right. So
right online, massmep.org.
There you go. So you heard it here first. So for everybody out there, don't forget, we want you to go in and register. We will see you all on May 18th from 1 to 2 p.m. Hopefully you'll get some information out of there, enough that'll make you dangerous, but that you want to come back for more in August, so that on August 24th and 26th, you can be with Henry again for another 8 hours, $99 investment on that, and you'll be able to get your white belt certification. I am going to ask you this, though, Henry, before we go. So if they get a white belt certification, what kind of happens after that?
Well, then the fun can really begin. If you want to continue on, then you would get a yellow belt, which is 3 days, a green belt, which is 10 days, and a black belt, which is about 15 days, all of just one building on the other.
Okay, all right. We do all of those trainings, correct? You can go through MassMEP for all of that?
Yeah, yes. Okay.
All right, cool. And how about, like, is there funding involved in that with the grants? They can come into play for that with the Express or General grants?
Both. You can use both General Grant, Express Grant, Blue Grant. I don't know. Generally, those two are the main ones that I would recommend.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good. So we can also help out with that as well. So we have on our sales, we really call them our business development advisors. And we pull them into that, and they do a lot of that work, but they work hand in hand with our project managers, which is what Henry is with MassMEP. So they would, if they get that white belt certification, and then their company wants to do a little bit more, then we would develop that, help them develop that process, right? Their customer journey on what they want to do after they get their white belt. And then if they get into, you know, going, following through those next steps. And that's where we come into play. And it's kind of what we do and who we are at Mass MEP, and we'll help you along that path and then that journey, and we'll get you set to move forward. And what we like to say is eliminate the waste.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we used to work in real hand in hand with the product development guys, but with the 6 feet social distancing, it's now kind of like elbow to elbow.
And there it is. That was a good one, Henry. I like it. So, all right. Well, thanks guys for being here this morning for the podcast. We appreciate it. So we'll have to, we'll have to come up with some other excuse to come back together again. I don't know, Henry, you got to give me something else that I'm going to have to push forward for you to either train or do a webinar on so we can do a podcast again.
So just do it by the weather. Right now it's raining. Every time it's raining, we'll get back together.
All right. That works. That works. We'll do it on the weather. So, all right. Well, thanks everyone. Thank you for joining us for the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmep.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.